KUAF celebrates our season of giving with a year-end on-air fundraiser starting next Tuesday. We'll be encouraging all KUAF listeners who have yet to make a gift to the station during 2013 to call with a pledge or to make a gift to KUAF in a loved one's name. Gift memberships to KUAF make nice presents, and we'll send the recipient of your gift a card letting them know of your generosity. It all starts next Tuesday at 6 a.m., KUAF's year-end on-air fundraiser. I'm Rick Stockdale, and I hope you'll join us.
The Cobblestone Project is conducting an end-of-year fundraising campaign with the Meet the Match Cobblestone Project 2013. A contributor has offered an end-of-the-year match donation of up to $10,000. Cobblestone Project tries to create a community without need, believing that bringing dignity to others in the community in basic ways is a step in the right direction. Cobblestone Project offers support, encouragement, and manpower to initiatives such as The Farm, which is hunger relief and sustainable farming education, Laundry of Love, which provides laundry services and fellowship, Three Bags in 2 Days, which helps with hygiene items, The Help Portrait, capturing memories, 30 Days for Change, promoting volunteerism to the next generation of world changers. And the dream of the Cobblestone Project is to work toward a community without need. The dream is likely considered unachievable by many. To make a contribution to the Cobblestone Project's Meet the Match campaign, you can go to cobblestoneproject.org. You can also call the executive director, Jennifer Watts, at 530-8943.
While not your traditional nonprofit, Heartwood Gallery has been supporting local artists for just over 11 years. They celebrated their 11th anniversary in October. The small showroom on Government Street in South Fayetteville is the former woodworking shop of Anita Hitmanick's husband. He built a new one out back.
And we had this available, and we tried to think of what to do with it. At that point, the Arkansas Craft Guild had a store in Fayetteville that had closed, and people were asking, where can we get local handmade items? So we called together a lot of our friends that were in the Craft Guild and other artists and said, you know, we have this space. Would you like to have a gallery?
17 artists answered yes, and each gave a small amount of money to get it up and running. Many of those artists are still members, but some have come and gone. All rely on community support for both their trades and to keep the gallery up and running. Marge Shore is one of those artists who does something called maiolica.
It's an old, real old technique that the Italians came up with in response to the Chinese ware that was coming out at that time. And they wanted to be able to decorate in this real detailed technique that the Chinese did. Well, of course, the Chinese were doing porcelain, and nobody at that time, it was a very highly regarded secret. So they came up with terracotta covered with this tin glaze, and then they could paint on top of that all these really detailed things. So that's called maiolica.
Marge says there's been debate on whether or not her work is actually maiolica, and if you want to be technical, it is actually tin glazed earthenware. But she calls it maiolica. Her cups, mugs, pots, and vases are an orange terracotta. That orange peeks through under a glaze that she paints on. The terracotta is handmade in her studio with flour and other ingredients, along with the glaze. She hand-forms that terracotta into pottery, fires it, glazes it, and fires it again. It's a process she says is touchy.
If you don't have it exactly right, if the glaze is applied too thin or too thick, it can crawl, you can see the clay body through it. You're never quite sure if you're gonna get what you put in there. So.
As a tribute to her mother in her passing, she also makes clay angels.
She loved angels, so that's why I have so many angels. And the pattern, let's see, on this one is from my grandmother's doilies that she had, so. Those are real special, and I call those Joe's Angels after my mom.
She is just one of over 20 artists whose work lines the walls and rests on display tables atop the worn wood floors of Heartwood Gallery. Marge takes us on a tour of just a couple of the other artists' pieces.
This is Jan Ironside. She does impasto, which is that very thick application of oil paint. I think she uses acrylic. And very colorful. Lots of people like this. Very 3D. Judy's new. These are watercolors. Really, really nice things. those are oils at the two there. What I love about the Duncans, he raises the gourds and cleans them out for her, and she decorates them. And she does these wonderful Escher-like decorations that she comes up with herself. I mean, she got a book of fractals or something and comes up with these wonderful designs. And but at this time of year, she does a lot of ornaments for the trees. So yeah, the angels are mine, and the Santas are hers. Duncan Martin, he just left. He's 80, how old is he now? 83? And he's still doing his pottery. He, Mary Curtis, who does the animals, and Janice Greeson, who does these pigs and stuff, they are called Double Springs Pottery. And they all started out together in the same building. And I think they still bill themselves as Double Springs Pottery.
Each of those artists works one day each month so that the gallery can be open to the public Wednesday through Saturday, and 2 days during this busy holiday season in which Heartwood is open every day. The artists also work together to decide if and when a new artist should be added to their co-op. A rejection doesn't necessarily mean they don't like the work. The group has to take into consideration how many potters, jewelers, and painters they currently have. What Marge likes about the gallery is both the community support and that it is, in itself, a community.
What's nice about this gallery is everybody kind of helps everybody else. It's nonprofit. We pay a fee for rent and utilities and advertising, very low fee, and then everything comes to us that gets sold. Personally, I like it because I'm not a gung-ho make money at my work, and it's a way for me to stay connected to the arts community and also produce something and display it for people.
Founder Anita Hitmanic is an artist herself, turning a career in stained glass into a career in jewelry.
Well, I started years ago making stained glass windows, and I had lots of scraps left. They would be, you know, randomly on my counter, and I put some together. I thought, ooh, that's just, those colors are beautiful together. It looks like jewelry. And then I thought, you know, I should make jewelry. So I would be in one side of the building making my jewelry pieces while Eber was in here doing his woodworking.
She started out with simple earrings, which extended into ornaments and mobiles and necklaces with stained glass pendants dangling with copper wire.
The wire came in when it was winter and I was at home. Couldn't get to the shop to work on the glass, and I just said, I just need to make a necklace. And so I sat down with a wire and a few beads and a pendant made out of stained glass, and came up with the twig necklaces, which have been one of my best sellers. That's maybe what I'm most noted for.
She forms the wire into stems bearing colorful glass leaves. She also makes adornments of old lace, my personal favorite. To see the work of Anita, Marge, and the other Heartwood Gallery artists, feel free to stop by any day during this holiday shopping season. The public is also invited to shop and meet the artists at a holiday open house, Saturday, December 14th, beginning at 11 a.m. This all-day event will feature light snacks and live music from Sugar on the Floor, Peter Lippincott, and Emily Cates. For more information, HeartwoodGallery.org. This is Ozarks at Large.